She came prepared for baptism today.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Oh. Hold it right to your mouth. Just a second. I can hold it for you.
Okay. I'm nervous, so get over it first. Grace is what God gives us that we don't deserve. Mercy is what God doesn't give us that we do deserve. And prayer is an amazing thing, quite a miracle, actually. These are some of the things I have learned from all of you, and I thank each and every one of you. Pastor Mike has strongly urged us to stand here today. He actually made us, but that's okay, too, sharing our testimonials with you. Because his preaching, teaching, reinforcement, patience, a lot of patience, actually a tremendous amount of patience, has taught me the tools and given me the guidance that I need to become a good Christian. Thank you. I forgot, lost my spot. Oh, that a lifelong commitment to God and fellowship with my church family. Everyone in this church has played a part in the decision that has brought me here today, and I thank each and every one of you. My hands are shaking. I got to find where I'm at. Okay.
So very much.
For all that you have given me, a part of you is always with me. Your voice, your teaching, your children, your grandchildren, your story. Now, here is mine. January of 2015, my husband had not been feeling well. On the Thursday that the snow began, my husband was finally ready to go to the doctor after being ill since the previous Monday. The doctor told me to take him straight to the ER. So what do you think I did? Yes, folks. Anybody got a guess? Thank you. Panic. I took him to the ER.
And she panicked.
Just a little bit. Okay. Because it did not seem like he would be coming home, I had to have snow tires put on my car because it was that Thursday that it snowed. My son stayed by my side every minute as I waited for the phone call that I did not want to get. I could not be with him because of that beautiful white snow. I had to shovel before I could take my Shih Tzu outside. The snow was over his head and up to my waist. My son was keeping the fires going, and I mean literally, he had been my strength. My daughter could not get to us or my husband as I stood in the kitchen, lost, totally lost. I could not even go outside and walk. The inside of me was numb with fear that my husband may not ever come home. And Dan, I'm so sorry Dan didn't. My mind began to play the what if game. I was unable to cope, lost, broken, crumbling. I couldn't even concentrate on praying anymore. A gentle hand was holding my shoulder. I looked but saw no one there. At that moment, I was calmed. All fear left me, and I was filled with the reassurance that all would be okay. I know it was the hand of God. It stayed on my shoulder. Some may question such occurrences, and I honestly, and from deep within my soul, know that I was not mistaken. I myself have heard such stories, wondered about their validity. I cannot describe completely that hand on my shoulder. I could not see it, but I felt it there. I felt it throughout my whole body and mind. It completely erased my fear, agony, and turmoil. And let me know that all would be well. Well, that's my husband right back there. I lost it. Once Jimmy was home and settled in, I decided to begin attending church again. There's no doubt that God was with me, and I wanted to know him better and show him my love and appreciation and unconditional gratitude. I then decided to find a church that I could call home. When I entered those doors back there and saw Christy Warner, and the love that I have found from all of you, I knew that I had found what I had been seeking and craving. I know that Jesus died for me, was brutally tortured, buried, and resurrected for all of us. My disappointment in humanity caused me to take a 40-year sabbatical from church. I now want to be a part of this church family. I am learning to be kinder, non-judgmental. We won't do that one. I want to read the Bible as I know it is a history book of truth. I am not sure what I have to offer. I don't cook. But I'll find something. I thank each of you for being here with your kindness, love, compassion, and a heart larger than that of the Grinch. And to show my appreciation and gratitude and love for each of you, I will not cook. My heart yearns to show God my love, appreciation, love, dedication, love, commitment. Did I say love?
Amen. Thank you, Sandy. We love you. Grant will be coming to share Adelie's testimony and read it for her today.
You sure you don't want to read it?
No.
All right.
I sound like a robot.
All right. They might like that.
Summarize it.
Yeah. All right. This is what she wrote. My health has been a challenge. Just in the past 3 years, I've had more than 5 surgeries. And that's just during the really bad times. I knew a little about God and Jesus from things that I had heard from others saying and was baptized previously Mormon, mostly because my ex-husband was born and raised Mormon, and I needed something to believe in. But that just led me to more questions and confusion. Since meeting Grant, that's me, lost my place. After a laundry list of poor decisions, I have been broken down, built up, and broken down a few times. I've had to learn how to change things about myself I didn't like and learn that I can't change or fix others, not even him. I say I could have used God through that, but really now I see he's the only reason I'm still getting through it. I have experienced more pain and hard times than I like to admit, but what I have learned is I am ready to live for God. I am ready to learn how to commit to faith. I know that since I first stepped foot in this church, I have never felt more love, more assurance, or more at home in my life. Life struggles are still there, at times even more, but since I started talking to God daily, asking forgiveness for my sins, for Jesus as my Savior and guidance in my faith, I have never felt more alive. I healed from surgery in record time. My hip pain is bearable. I found a job that I love that also focuses on God, and at every last second, God gives a solution. I am so blessed.
Yeah, and Adelie and Grant came, and as we went through what we went through this morning, Adelie accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior and gave her life and believes in the one and only true God, Jesus Christ. And Dee, would you like, do you have your testimony with you? Okay, I have your testimony somewhere. I'll read these for you. It says, Jesus died for our sins. He was buried and raised. He died for our sin and restored our relationship with God. I'm saved by grace. In March 2015, my precious husband went into the hospital. We were transferred to UK in April, and he was still in a coma. I asked for a Bible. I went to the chapel, and I hit my knees. I had never been so alone. I asked God for forgiveness and to please come into my life. God took my sweet Dan home in August 2015, and he gave me five extra months with him, and he gave me peace and eternal life. I belong to Jesus. He has brought me peace and joy and showed me to speak with him. I have more patience. He has shown me how to let go of the past problems and give it to him. Well, thank you, Dean.
feel like I wrote a book last night, and it all fit in one text. Okay.
Yes, I get this text last night that's 3 miles long.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can talk. So, since an early age, I was always seeking God. I was the most mischievous kid in the neighborhood where I grew up. I was Dennis the Menace, unscathed. Okay. My parents were not drawn to any of the local churches, and to explain that, they had lived in bigger cities and been in other places, and in the middle of nowhere, what you get is honest people, but sometimes honestly wrong with some of their teachings. So I used to go to church all by myself, because I felt like I needed to be there every Sunday, or I would go with my friends when they invited me. And when I would bring home some kind of idea, if it was off the mark, my parents would set me down and talk to me. Okay, when I was 13, I was in an accident. I spent 3 months before I could go back to school, a month of that in the hospital before I could walk, and I did a lot of reading. That was where I first heard about the Mormon Church. Okay. When I asked my parents, they had been in Utah during World War II. My father was sent to BYU as part of the Army. They also lived in Oregon later. They had lived in Bluefield, Virginia, and worked for a man who was Mormon. So I found all the pamphlets, everything for the church. And then when I was about 15, I ended up being saved. The minister started lecturing me because he had heard that I was very interested in Mormonism, and he didn't know what he was talking about, and I never set foot in that church again by the end. He kind of went further than I was ready to hear because I had not experienced what he had seen, and I don't follow words very well. Okay.
That's okay.
But the Mormons seemed to have all the answer, and my mother had always wanted to join. And anyway, for years I was in the church, and then when my children was young, I actually left the church and requested excommunication. And about the only way you can get excommunicated from the Mormon church is to get baptized in another. I don't know if you knew that. Okay. Because they're not going to let their numbers drop. It's true. Now, when my first husband and I divorced, it was very hard on me because I'd never been raised to believe in divorce. I had been raised that you do everything you can to keep your family intact. And my daughter ended up becoming friend with a Mormon and joining the church, and I went back. Mainly because in her baby blessing that is done before the whole church, it mentioned that I would leave the church and that someday she would be the key to bring her father and I back to the church. And I think I did it first because I thought that might help healing. But I think I also went back to the last time I felt healthy before I met my first husband. So it took me 11 years, but in those 11 years, I wasn't necessarily happy. I was the angriest I had ever been in my life. And it didn't help me calm down. And I did go all the way through the temple, and I did start seeing the paganism involved in that church. Anyway, 12 years later, someone set me up on a blind date with Art. He was a nervous wreck. I calmed down because I just knew he's going to put his tail between his legs and run when he heard I was a Mormon, and that would be the end of it. Okay? And the one thing that I can remember when we would discuss religion, I would try to teach him about my beliefs, and you got to give him a lot of credit. He didn't look upset or shocked. He just looked at me. And then I would look at him and say, that doesn't make any sense, does it? We had quite a few of those conversations. The one thing I fell in love with Art was his love of the Lord. That was one of the first things I saw. And I knew deep down in my heart that I shouldn't be trying to change him. So we agreed we would belong to our own beliefs. However, as the human with hip dysplasia, When it came time for my second hip to be replaced, we started webcasting. Plus, by this time, Art had got a diagnosis from the Camp Lejeune water, and he needed to lose some weight, and we still haven't lost weight. So we started something called Way Down, and we started webcasting their church. And I won't call it a total waste because I never agreed with all their ideas, but it did start opening my eyes to things, and it didn't let me feel the Bible was complete. Because I still love Jesus. And then Christy, every now and then, I would talk, and she'd say, you know, you really should visit our church. I'm like, no, you really need to come visit our church. You would like it. It's very sincere people. Well, the two wrong churches did not make a right. And working with Pastor Mike, I discovered I do need to be baptized again. And I do submit myself today for that. I believe Christ is our Savior. I'm glad I don't have to earn my way through heaven. I'm glad it does. I mean, yes, I have to try to be a good person, but I'm glad it's not me trying to save me anymore. And that I have a hope of getting to the true heaven. Thank you.
Becky. More grace. Now, you're going to go. You want to go last? Okay.
All right, I'm going to try to do this. I always grew up in a church when I was a kid. During my teenage years, I slowly stopped going and lived a sinful life. I always knew I wanted to get back in church and find God. It all started when Billy and I found out I was pregnant. I wanted Banyan to know about God and live by his word. Slowly, I started making changes, but was failing to stay focused. When we decided to move back to West Virginia, I thought, here's my chance to start over. Here, I can make the new me now. I thought, well, let's see here, I got lost. Church, when we got settled. It says, I have been back 3+ years. I have lived off Rocky Step Road and have drove past this church several times a day, but still wouldn't let my pride down to visit. I was fighting a battle in my head and was struggling. One day while I was driving past, a sign out front caught my eye. It was the War Recovery Meetings. Right away, I called my sister and told her about it so she could tell my nephew who was fighting an addiction battle. My sister and my nephew went to a couple of the meetings, and Anthony loved Pastor Mike and the group. January 21st, 2017, Anthony lost his battle. My world fell apart. I was lost in total darkness. That's when I started coming to church regularly to find some peace. I have sat in these pews several times crying and praying for God to come in my life and save me. I wanted to be a child of God. My prayers are answered now, for I'm here today that I have took off the old and put on the new. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. You can't. Okay. No, you can't make me cry. Lily did just a fantastic job putting together her testimony, and her understanding of Jesus and what he's done is just so amazing. But she wrote, I know I will get to heaven when I die because I know that Jesus Christ died and was buried and rose again. A person is saved from their sin because of how he died on the cross for our sins. I came to church one morning and we were singing.
Come on.
Yep. And I asked my mom how you get saved, and she told me that you can pray and believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. Pastor Mike and mom and me all sat in the back and we prayed. And I've been obeying my father and mother a lot more since then. And I've been reading the Bible almost every day. And God has helped me through some breaking in my heart and some hardships in my life. So
That's her testimony. Thank you, Lily.
I want to invite the worship team to come, and we're going to sing a song of affirmation of our faith.